Welcome to today's New Life Live podcast. Today's podcast is brought to you by you. Your donations make this podcast possible. Please consider donating today using the New Life app, visit newlife.com, or call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Welcome to New Life Live with host and founder of New Life Ministries, Stephen Arterburn. New Life Live is dedicated to transforming lives one at a time, thanks to the giving hearts of you, our listeners. Our goal is to provide you with wisdom from God's Word to give you hope and help in life's hardest places. If you have a question you'd like to ask today, our phone lines are open. Call 1-800-229-3000. That number again is 1-800-229-3000. Now here's Steve.
It is Steve, and Steve is here with Dr. Jill Hubbard.
Yes, I am here. Hi, Steve.
And people are on the phone.
Yes,
and we're going to take your calls, and it's going to be a great day. And I hope you're having a really, really good day. Halfway through October, and I'll tell you, if you don't like fall, live in Africa or something. I don't know what. But fall is such a great time of year, and I just look forward to it every year, and I hope and pray that you and your family enjoy fall and you get to do some things that you love to do and all of that. So anyway, we love getting to be with you, and we love it so much that what we're going to do is go right to the phone calls here and talk with Charlene from Rockwall, Texas. Charlene, you are on with the one and only Dr. Jill Hubbard and Steve Arterburn.
Oh,
there are many duplicates of me, but only one of her.
Hardly.
How you doing?
Wonderful. Well, I'm starting to enjoy some fall. We have one more day of 90 degrees, and we meant to stay below that.
You're from Rockwall, Texas. What a great place to be from.
Right,
I also understand it's nice to live there.
It is. It's a nice place. It's grown very fast, and it's the highest place in the state for ragweed.
Oh
boy!
Okay.
A lot of
okay. Well, thank you for sharing that. I'm sure the Tourist Bureau is not happy with you, but that's okay.
You've just told all of America, right?
Ragweed and cedar.
Yeah. Okay.
How
could we help?
Well, you might be able to share something extra at the end of what I have to share with you. Years ago, when I married, my husband and I, we were married 25 years, and I was very much of the five personality type thing. I was the affirmation and so forth, and he needed more of the, respect and that sort of thing. Well, I also discovered that I'm codependent, and been that way for a long time. Grew up in a family with an alcoholic, my grandpa, and so I knew that I could never cure somebody. Well, that didn't happen with my husband, but after 25 years of marriage, on our anniversary, we were talking about some things we planned for the next year, and he said, well, I don't know, but I do know one thing, is that I love you, but I'm not in love with you, and I don't want to be married to you anymore.
Mm.
And that started a chain of events that, of course, my thing was to just freeze up, and his was always to go into the man cave. So there wasn't communication for quite a while.
Yeah.
But the main thing that happened from that is he went on to someone else. My daughter married somebody that I knew was not right for her. And so I thought, you know, this isn't right. I need some life. So I was out at an event, and I met someone that was younger than me, and I didn't know how much younger, but he showed respect. He gave me affirmation, compliments, took me to breakfast a day or two later, and out of my mercy, I wanted to help him because he didn't have money. He just recovered from
Okay, you're going to have to really get to that question here, but now we're going to have to wait till after the break to hear what happens here. You are listening to New Life Live, and are we ever glad you are. We'll be back right after this.
My wife had found me out and came home one weekend. She had revealed my secret. The only reason I was sorry at that time is because I had been caught. I had had the Every Man's Battle book for years and pulled that book out that weekend and found the phone number on the back and called it. And then a week later, I was at Every Man's Battle. It really gave me the start I needed for my recovery. I never had had that opportunity to sit down with guys I didn't even know and totally open up. The good thing was I was opening up to guys I didn't even know. So why did I care? Just lay it all out on the table. I have nothing to lose. You need to check it out. At least go online, check out what it's about, and take the chance and go do it.
If you're struggling, call us. There are people on the other end of the line who want to hear from you, who want to help you. We don't want you to go on struggling. But you got to take that first step. Just give us a call. It's 1-800-639-5433. It's 1-800-NEW-LIFE.
To find out more information about New Life or to order any of the resources mentioned on today's program, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Now back to New Life Live.
We're back. Steve Arterburn here. Dr. Jill Hubbard is in the studio, and we're talking with Charlene. Charlene's husband rejected her, and she was being really nice and codependent with a guy that seemed nice to her. And what happened, Charlene, with this other man here?
Well, I, as a caring person and an enabler, began to help him with a gift, music that he had. Mm-hmm. And he was without money, and I was with money at the time. Mm-hmm. And so I.
How much really did you lose before it was all? When it was all? Oh. Before it was all, or when it was over? How much money had you lost to this guy?
I know at least $200,000 was put toward all this stuff.
Oh.
And I finally got rid of him in Nashville, but he's not done anything since then. But the thing I want to share is that I found out very quickly that he was abusive, both verbally and physically. He was alcoholic, just like his dad had been many years prior. And he was the kind that was kind of like passive-aggressive. He'd be real nice, make up, mm-hmm. and then be bad. And I knew this was not morally right for me because I'd been a believer for years. And yet, since my husband was onto somebody else, mm-hmm. I did this. Well,
okay, so
you
have to get to a question now, Charlene. Tell us what's the big issue today.
Okay, the big issue is after all of that and all the damage physically and emotionally and so forth, I finally got him out of my life, but that's been over 10 years ago, and I still mm-hmm. am angry at myself. I get depressed about it. I see the physical so-called treasures or losses, mm-hmm. and mm-hmm. I feel the money loss because I live on Social Security, and I'm in an apartment that has some memories to my things that I have, belongings, but no family member wants it, no family member is close by.
Okay. So what's the question for us? What's the question for us today, then? How could we help you?
Is there anything special besides just praying, recommitting it to God?
You've been doing that.
Myself.
You haven't been able to forgive yourself.
And that's what I need to find out a different path to do it, because I can't seem to do that.
I'm so thankful you didn't go another 10 years feeling horrible about something that you cannot change. Have you ever heard the Serenity Prayer?
Yes, I have.
God, grant me the serenity to accept the things I cannot change. You know why that's the first part of the Serenity Prayer? Because I think it's perhaps our biggest challenge in life, which should say to you, you're not alone. You're not mentally ill.
Mm-hmm.
You're like a lot of other people, and it's really hard for you to move on.
Right.
But Steve, for some reason, you've called us today because you don't want to do this, what you've been doing, anymore. And for that, I'm grateful. So I'm just going to ask Jill to help you do something different mm-hmm. than you've been doing.
Right, because it's not about just doing this more of the same thing, Charlene. Steve said that that doesn't work. And, you know, you were deeply, deeply hurt. I can't think of anything worse than what your husband did, right? And it makes sense that, you know, to have somebody new in your life feels exciting and good and you know, feels a bit healing for the pain that you suffered, right? And being codependent doesn't make you a bad person. It actually means you are someone that has a really big heart, but there's a hole in that heart that needs filling, right? And so you're trying to give in order to get. So, you know, it's not that we want to completely eradicate codependency. We just want to put it in its right place, meaning it's good to be caring about people, but we have to have boundaries and discernment. I think that our Finding Freedom workshop, Charlene, would be fabulous for you to help you get in and kind of readjust those boundaries and to look at your life and to take back being in charge instead of looking for other people somehow to take you out of where you're at emotionally.
And here's the other thing. I think that what you have is a plague in the Christian community, and it's this. You have 10 years of ungrieved loss. Because if you had a counselor that was a really dedicated Christian, experienced in counseling, you could have done some grief work 10
right.
years ago that, you know, 10 years ago when it happened, you'd start the grief work, and maybe mm-hmm. by in a year and a half, it would become something that, let's just say, it bothered you that it happened, but it wasn't causing you to be distressed. You weren't beating yourself up over it anymore. And so that's what I'm going to say to you. If you could get to Finding Freedom the next time we do it, that would be super. And then in the meantime, let us get a counselor mm-hmm. for you and do the grief work. Now, one of the new products from Life Recovery, we'll be talking about it pretty soon, is taking all of the Life Recovery material, and we've put it together into a workbook to grieve with. So it's using mm-hmm. the 12 steps to do the grief work. But don't you think that God wants you to be free of this shame and regret? Don't you think that, Charlene? Don't you?
Yes.
Yeah.
And well, and all of the stuff that you've done before, it just hasn't produced what you wanted it to produce. So let us help you find something different.
Yes, I think that's the plan, Charlene. Steve, the grieving over the last 10 years of this relationship, right, that really masked the grief, I think, from the marriage,
yes,
the 25-year marriage and the loss of as strong a connection with your daughter. So you've got a lot rolled into that, Charlene.
So I'm going to challenge everybody here.
Go ahead,
Charlene.
I have one thing to just say, that I, as a professional, a nurse who's now retired, used to teach people, abused people, how to get out of this.
Yeah.
I had two major opportunities to be out, and I didn't take them.
Mm.
I guess I was afraid of even worse.
Right.
Outcome.
Yes.
Well, but it didn't make any difference.
You have a whole new perspective on helping people in abuse then. And no matter how much any of us know, when it's in our life and when we're too close to a situation, we can't see it accurately. That's why we all need help.
Oh, my goodness. All of us need
right?
help. And I just hope and pray that this is going to be the beginning of something very, very different for you. So hold on. We're going to get you to the kind of help that we think really can make a difference. And I'm going to challenge anybody else to ask yourself, is my life being dominated by or controlled by, influenced too much by ungrieved loss. Am I still feeling like it happened yesterday when it didn't happen yesterday? That's the big question. God's given us a gift, a grieving process that does free us from that intense pain. I hope and pray that you'll take the steps necessary. And you know, one of the biggest steps is surrender to the God of the universe and let Him handle what we don't or can't handle very well. Let's go to Mimi, Buffalo, New York. Mimi, you're on New Life Live. Dr. Jill Hubbard and Steve Arterburn here. How are you today?
I'm doing fine, thank you. God bless you.
Well, bless you too. How could we help?
Well, I have a question. I have a cousin that I loved since I was a little girl. Mm-hmm. And we lost our ways throughout life. And we just recently got back together about a year and a half ago. We actually living together. Very active, I must say. He was married to another woman he's been separated from her for more than 37 years. We got together, and I know that I've been feeling a little bit, a little bad because I wanted to be married to him. We come from a good family and very quiet people and kind. But this has just been bothering me a little bit. And I think I know, I call it maybe, I don't know if it's fornication or something. I'm just a little bit afraid that I may not, or he may not make it to heaven. I am a believer. He used to be a Jehovah's Witness. Not quite, but he used to go with his mom.
So, Mimi?
Mimi? So now he's coming to
Mimi?
The Lord.
And, Mimi?
Yes, sir. Yes.
So you're living with your cousin. He's separated, but still married, right?
Yes.
And you're having sexual relationship with him?
Yes, sir.
And you're a believer, and your biggest worry is whether or not he's going to go to heaven over the sexual
stuff? No, I'm afraid for both of us.
Mm. Uh-huh. Okay.
He's come and Mimi, to the Lord recently.
Uh-huh. So fear often causes people to change what they're doing.
Right.
But it doesn't seem, you don't seem to want to change things, which is, you know, that's understandable. You don't want to change it.
I love him.
Okay.
I don't even have enough income to even go get my own place or anything like that. And so, I'm almost to the point, I want to be right with God.
Well, I think that is a
That's good.
A good desire, Mimi, because I think there's several issues going on here, right? The least of which is maybe your financial needs.
Right.
It sounds like both you and your cousin. And can you tell me, is this your first cousin, Mimi? Or how many generations removed?
Well, you know, his mother is my sister. She's my aunt.
First cousin.
Okay.
She's actually my mother's sister, and we were away from each other for so many years, and we found each other. We always loved each other when we were small.
Okay, we heard that part.
Right.
Yeah, we did because we felt like we wanted to be with each other when we were younger, except that my mother moved, my sister moved, my mom.
Okay.
So, Jill's trying to give you some help here.
So, Mimi, I mean, first of all, there's that you're living with a man that you're not married to. You're having sex with him, right? So these are all things that are hindrances to your relationship with God. And then the sad reality that you are family and that first cousins are, correct me, guys, if I'm wrong, are usually not allowed to marry, right?
Mm-hmm. So you're, I don't really know. I'll have to look that up. But I don't know
state
the answer
by state.
To that.
Right, it's state by state. Okay. And so this is, you know, okay, you guys have had a love for each other, but it has moved into a romantic realm. Instead of it being the comfort of family and being platonic as it's supposed to be. Now, I understand you haven't been around each other for a lot of years, but there still is that family bond there. And so I'm wondering about boundaries in your family. And if people haven't, you know, had good boundaries when it comes to sexual activity, I wonder if there's any abuse in your background.
No, they have.
Okay.
No, not, you mean sexual abuse?
Right, anything like that, yeah.
No, nothing like that, no.
Okay. Okay, and I'm wondering, too, about your previous dating romantic life and how that is...
Yeah, there was abuse.
Okay. Okay, so he's someone that probably feels very, very safe to you, and you both are lonely, and it's a comfort, right? But in terms of getting right with God, I don't think it's in the right order, and I'm sorry to say that to you.
It's understandable, not right. We're going to help you right after this.
For most of my life, I've been dealing with an opiate addiction.
Why is opioid addiction quickly becoming one of our nation's biggest killers? Maybe it's because it isn't only those who are addicted who are in denial.
We did what I see so many parents do, is it can't be an addiction. There's something medically wrong.
It's impossible to solve a problem when you don't know what you're up against, and families will try to find any explanation except the one that will put them on the right path.
Alcoholism and drug addiction is a family disease. It doesn't affect just the individual.
If someone you love is abusing painkillers, know what you're up against. It's time to admit it's addiction and seek treatment. Call us today at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. We have Christ-centered partner treatment centers around the country. Call 1-800-639-5433 or visit us online at newlife.com.
We just made a decision. We will do whatever it takes.
1-800-NEW-LIFE.
Hi, this is Steve Arterburn, and for 30 years, New Life has been the most trusted name in Christian counseling.
Your ministry has saved my life.
If you struggle with emotional hurt, family or marriage problems, the pit of depression, or the pain of addictions, we can help.
I'm down 100 pounds now from what I was.
You guys are awesome. You're a blessing to America.
Our treatment programs provide clinically appropriate solutions from licensed professionals, all in a biblical framework.
I have had problems with alcohol. I think God has ordained this place to be His.
You don't have to be a prisoner of your pain. Help is available at 1-800-NEW-LIFE.
She tells me that I'm a new man, and I feel like a new man.
It worked for me, and it can work for them too.
This time it is different.
If you're ready to take the first step toward genuine spiritual and emotional healing, please call us today at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. God can open the door to a better tomorrow right now. Call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433.
We'd love to hear from you. If you have a question or a comment, call toll-free 1-800-229-3000. Now back to New Life Live.
We're back, and it wasn't the Holy Spirit. It was Larry that said, state by state.
Yes, it was.
And so,
okay.
And so, yeah, we're, I guess some places it's legal and some places it isn't. But here's the main thing that we want to help you with, Mimi. Whenever we've been isolated, rejected, whatever, and then we get involved with somebody, and it's a sexual connection, it's never easy to do the right thing.
Mm-hmm.
It's very hard to do the right thing. But I'm going to tell you, if you called us for advice, I'm going to give you some advice you didn't ask me for, because I think you were kind of wondering if you were going to go to heaven or not. Well, here's the advice you didn't ask me for. I think you should say to him, you have to file for divorce from your wife who has left you or whatever. You have to be, if you want us to be together, you simply have to be divorced. Now, just because a person is divorced doesn't mean that they have grounds to remarry. So he would divorce, and or he would get back with his wife if he doesn't have grounds for divorce. But let's say he does. Let's say that she's gone on and married somebody else. Okay, and maybe he's free to remarry. So he does that, and then, you know, you can figure out somehow for you to live with a roommate or somebody else until you guys can be married. That's how you make something right in the eyes of God, mm-hmm. is you figure things out. No, you don't have the money to have your own place. But if he were to have grounds for divorce and to remarry, and he did that, and you made some temporary arrangements, you'd be doing the right thing, and you'd look back on this, and you would, well, you would feel so good that you did the honorable thing. It would be amazing that you did the honorable thing. Jill, what are your thoughts here?
Well, I think that's definitely where, Mimi, where you need to start. You have to make a big change, and it's going to be difficult because of the comfort you have with him. And I, you know, Steve, you're mentioning being isolated. You need other people in your world. We are always saying that you need women in your world who can walk beside you, who can be a sounding board, so that you aren't just locked into a situation and lose your perspective on it. So
yeah, when you're dating somebody or you're living with somebody you're not married to, you're not going to make a good choice if inside your mind it says this, he's all I have. Mm-hmm. He's everything. You know, no one
or
should
I
be
might
all
lose
you have.
Him.
Or every, when you're, yeah,
right?
When you're single, you have to have other people, healthy people mm-hmm. in your life. And then the impossible becomes very, very possible.
Right. Someone should add to your life, not be your whole life.
Yeah. So what do you think would happen if you went to him and said, I've been thinking about this. I don't think it's right. And, you know, as we said, that some states it's okay for first cousins to marry. I don't think it's right for us to live together. I don't think it's right for us to be sexual and you're still married. And even if you weren't married, for us to be having sex as single, that's not right.
Mm-hmm.
Let's make it right. What do you think he would do if you said, I want to make things right? Do you think he would honor that or not?
I believe he will, but he will be very sad, Tom.
He would be sad, but...
He would be sad, but you don't die from being sad, right?
Well, let's just say this, though.
Exactly.
You found a way... Or he found a way to live somewhere else. In other words, to go to sleep in some other bed. That doesn't mean you guys can't be everything else to each other, you know? And so, yeah, he'd be sad because it's so convenient. But he'd also have a joy in his heart later down the road that he did the right thing when he needed to do it, even though it was difficult to do. So when you say to him, honey, I'm so glad you'd be sad, but we'd still be together, and we would be honoring God, and we'd be honoring each other too.
And 37 years of not making the divorce official, what is that about?
Yeah, why hasn't he made it?
What I told him.
It's like,
what did he say?
I said to him, you waited too long. You should have waited 1 year or 2 years at the most and got divorced, because he said he didn't divorce because of his daughter and because he didn't want to go with another woman.
Okay, so whatever.
But
now's the
time.
Okay, but
so
the daughter's got to be long grown.
She's grown already and married and all.
Right. So now what? So now it just became easy to not deal with it. And it's convenient for you guys to just live together, but it's not producing what Steve is talking about in terms of being right before God and really feeling good.
I know, and that's what I've been feeling inside.
Yeah.
Yeah, and that's why you called us.
You need to listen to that.
And that's why, rather than answer the question of about going to heaven and all of that, I'm giving you some advice on how to make it right. So you can be happy, together, forever, even though it's going to be difficult, a little bit difficult right
yes.
now. Okay?
Yes.
So I hope and pray that you're going to
yes,
do
sir.
This thing, which is called being courageous. Being courageous means
yes,
I
sir.
Do what I need to do when I need to do it, no matter the consequence, no matter the pain. We'll take a break. We'll come right back for more New Life Live.
I came into this thinking that my husband was the cause of many of our issues.
The New Life Intimacy and Marriage Workshop is coming to Columbus, Ohio, October 25th to the 27th.
But after learning about our attachment styles, I understood how our past hurts were playing into our present problems.
Join Steve Arterburn.
It's been a dream of mine for a long time to help people to grow more intimately together, and we believe that everybody has room to grow in the intimacy level of their life.
And Mylan and Kay Yurkovich.
We help couples understand how their attachment style is sabotaging their current relationship, and then we teach them how to create comfort in a relationship.
To register to find out more, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433, or go to newlife.com.
Here at this workshop, we had our first ever conversation without yelling, blaming, and accusing.
1-800-NEW-LIFE.
Last year, after Every Man's Battle, I was so moved by the transformation that I saw, not only in myself, but in the guys in our small group and the other people that were there and the stories that I heard, that I decided to go ahead and join Club New Life as a contributor to that.
You can help New Life Live stay on the air by joining Club New Life today. Call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433.
You guys are doing God's work here. You're restoring marriages. You're giving people hope. It's just been such a blessing to me, and I just wanted to encourage you all. When you see something good that God's doing, just jump on that and help support that.
Support Club New Life, and together we can help hurting people find help and hope in life's hardest places. Call 1-800-639-5433.
Give your support to them if you can, and just help them do what God's doing here in the world.
Call 1-800-639-5433 to join Club New Life today. Glad you joined us for New Life Live. To be a part of the program, call 1-800-229-3000. Now back to New Life Live.
We're back, Steve Arterburn. You're really glad you're with us. Larry Sonnenberg, as you heard earlier, is actually in the studio right now. Larry, let's talk about, we're halfway through October. We really need some folks to come through for us right now. Everything we do, everything we ask for, is because we want people to get the help that they need.
Absolutely. And, you know, Steve, there's a spiritual side to this that we don't talk about a lot, but a lady reminded me of that when she wrote, she had heard something Dave said on radio. She said, Dave Stoop recently said that Satan would like very, very much to keep you all off the airwaves and to destroy New Life. Because Satan wants us to live in discouragement and pain and disbelief and mistrust and doubting God. And you're helping people heal. Because once they heal and ever in the midst, they can help others and cross over into enemy territory and release the captives. I definitely believe what Dave said. I will pray for you all the more often that God keeps you safe from Satan's attacks.
Mm-hmm.
One of the ways he attacks is by finances. You know,
yeah.
It's been a struggle, and I know there are people out there. I was just writing a note to a friend saying our philosophy of fundraising is pretty simple. We'll make our needs known. People with the resources step up, make the gifts, and God does amazing things. Mm-hmm. We're not twisting arms. We're not making you feel guilty, but I always want and unapologetically want people to know that we have financial needs, and God uses we'll solve those needs through you, our listeners. And we'll just pray that you'll step forward and do that.
So the need then leads to opportunity.
Yes, it does.
And it's an opportunity for people who don't have the means to develop an organization and reach out and do things to help us who we're so blessed that God did allow us to create the organization and have the people committed to reaching others. And so you're just taking advantage of what God has already established and using us to do the things in life that, you know, for whatever reason, you don't have all of the resources to do it the way that we do it here. And we just are so grateful when you help us.
And we look for people to make one-time gifts, and we get a lot of gifts that are $5, $10, $20, $50. We look for people to make that exceptional gift that might be in the thousands. We look for people that might support us by donating stock, maybe remembering us in their estate, in their insurance plan, in some way. I mean, just there's so many ways that you can support. And we just want people to know that you can do that. There is a need. And we let God and His Holy Spirit do a work on you, how He will, make His nudging. Sometimes it might be us. Sometimes it might be something you read or see or hear anywhere along the way.
Yeah. One-time gift, we're going to send you a copy of 100 Days of Healing. It's a beautiful little devotional book. And if you join Club New Life, well, we're going to send you four of them, 100 Days of Courage, 100 Days of Peace, 100 Days of Prayer, and 100 Days of Healing. And I love what you say about, you know, making us part of your estate planning so that your death is a gift to the world. And so it's just a wonderful thing when you die and people benefit from it.
Finish that sentence.
Yeah, I know, exactly.
No, I'm just kidding. But really, it is a great thing that, you know, that others can be blessed, because when you and your spouse, when you're not here, your legacy goes on because of your generosity. It's 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Thank you, Larry, for sharing that. Please help us if you possibly can. And let me tell you, if you don't have resources and you need help, because people have come on board and helped us, there's scholarship, there's assistance. Don't let money stand in the way of you calling and asking about help, because a lot of people have generously made room for you to get the help that you need. 1-800-NEW-LIFE. All right, let's go to Teresa, Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. WFIL is that amazing station that she listens to. Glad that she does. How you doing? What's going on today?
How are you? Good afternoon.
Hi.
Well, okay, I'll keep it real brief. My daughter is entering into a same-sex marriage. I will not be in attendance. I have stated to her previously that I will not be there because of what I believe. It has put a strain on our relationship. She kind of keeps her distance from me. And I did state to her previously that she is my daughter today, and she will be even after she says I do. And then moving forward with our relationship, it's kind of up to her. My question is, well, it's kind of three short questions. Am I doing the right thing and taking a stance? Am I correct in drawing the line? And how do I move forward? Because I am having a very difficult time. I am having anxiety. I'm having all sorts of thoughts. I've even thought about having a sign outside of the wedding. And I just, that sounds crazy, I know, but...
Yeah,
I'm just having
it does sound a little crazy.
A very
just
hard time because my daughter knows the word. She knows what the word says, and it's like she doesn't even want to hear me say anything about it. You know, she huffs and sighs and huffs and sighs. When you say the word,
she
says she just wants me to be her mother and stop bringing up the word. But I can't.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, here's the thing. She knows the truth. You said right. She doesn't care about the truth. And so probably just as one part of this, continuing to bring up the truth isn't going to help her. In fact, when she says, I'd like to talk with you, but I don't want you to be quoting scripture and things, and then you do that, you're kind of saying, you know, I'm not interested in a relationship with you. And I want to have a relationship with people that don't believe the same way I do. I want to have relationship with atheists and things like that. And so if one of those people, an atheist or somebody of a different faith, was one of my kids, I'd sure want to have a relationship with them even though I couldn't endorse or support some kind of choice like marrying somebody of the same sex. So part of my answer to you in your situation is I think it would be good for you to be sensitive to her. She knows how you feel. You don't need to convince her. And here is the angle I would be taking with her. You want me to support you and accept you in all of the ways that you think, feel, and believe. Now, isn't that true? Isn't that what she's asking of you?
Well, yeah, basically. I mean,
okay. Mm-hmm. Okay, so she's asking that of you. So why shouldn't you be asking that of her? Honey, you know how I raised you. You know how I feel about things like this. Why would you expect me to abandon my beliefs about right and wrong and same sex and sex outside of marriage? And anyway, why would you expect me to abandon that, and yet you expect me to accept you in what you believe and what you accept? Do you see how it doesn't make sense that she's asking you?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. You have a right, just as she does, to believe like you believe and stay true to your values. Jill, you have some thoughts on this?
Well, yeah, I think you have a really good point, Steve. That is something that is important to point out to her. And I think that I would be really vulnerable and say, you know how I believe, and this is so, so hard for me. And basically admit that I don't know how to approach this with you.
There you go.
Because
yeah.
I don't want to alienate you. I want us to be close, and I don't know how to reconcile with this. And you have to know that I am struggling so much. And each decision I make about this, you know, it's all new territory for me, and that I'm really weighing it out with the Lord, because I understand there's grace, and there's a balance between grace and truth. And I'm navigating that. And so I ask for your patience in this. But at the same time, I'm asking for there to be room for, like what Steve said, for how I see things, and for you to accept me in where I'm at.
Yes, all right. We've had that talk.
Okay.
And this is her response to me, and whether I come or not, the last text that I received on it was, if you don't want to come, just say so. I'm fine with it.
Okay. You know what I would say back to her? It would just be too painful for me to come. That's different than I would be so angry at you, I can't come.
Or I have to
make
a statement.
I'm so disappointed in you. Just, it would be too painful for me to be there. And I think that's so honest and true. And I think it's easier for her to accept that. We'll take a break and come right back after this.
I feel blessed to have had this opportunity for my needs to be met, connecting with other women who are fighting the same fight, hoping for healthy marriages and growing closer to the Lord on their journey.
My name is Shelly Martinkus, and I want to personally invite you to the Restore Workshop. If you have been affected by betrayal, it might be that your husband has been looking at pornography, it might be an emotional, a physical affair. I would love for you to come join us.
I feel encouraged and hopeful that even in my struggle, I am enough.
You will leave with hope, with a community of sisters ready to support you, and you will also leave with tools to move you forward on this journey.
Through the sharing in our small group, I realize that I am not alone.
Please don't hesitate. Pick up the phone, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. I would love to see you there.
The Restore Workshop is coming to Washington, D.C. November 15th to the 17th. Call 1-800-NEW-LIFE to find out more. That's 1-800-639-5433 or online at newlife.com.
Hi, this is Steve Arterburn, and for 30 years, New Life has been the most trusted name in Christian counseling.
I'm an addict, and I'm trying to get God in my life again. You seem to be able to get to the crux of a problem quickly.
Our Christ-centered treatment programs can help you break free to embrace all that God has for you and your family.
I just want to thank you guys for bringing me to a relationship with Jesus.
There really is help for marital problems, depression, addictions, panic attacks, and feelings of hopelessness.
I came back with so many tools to help me prepare myself to fight this struggle and this battle that I have every day.
You can start living again today, living the life God intended for you. Help is available at 1-800-NEW-LIFE.
They did care, and they did follow up very lovingly, and it made all the difference in my life.
Call us at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Someone who cares is waiting at the other end of the phone. God can open the door to a better tomorrow right now. Just call us at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. 1-800-639-5433.
To find out more information about New Life or to order any of the resources mentioned on today's program, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Now back to New Life Live.
We are back. And, I really hope and pray something we've said here, Teresa, has helped you with this very difficult situation. But I really hope that you'll work with somebody and so that your feelings are of love and concern versus anger. And I can only imagine how very painful this is for you. And it really is a tough situation to be in. But I am glad that she says, Mom, just, tell me, come, don't come. Mm-hmm. I can live with that. And, so many folks are struggling with kids' gender identity or mm-hmm. they have chosen same-sex relationships. It's really sad, the world that we live in, because in another era, you might have had some kind of same-sex attraction. It was a little phase or whatever developmentally, and you get through it and it's over. In this day and age, somebody has some kind of strange or different desire, and then people come around, oh, well, then you've got to go with that or whatever.
Well, yeah. I've and said I, it be- oh, go yeah, ahead, go Steve. Ahead.
No,
well,
go ahead. And I'm I, used I think, to being interrupted.
Oh, sorry.
That's all right.
You know, and I think so much with children and how people are wanting to intervene sooner and sooner with kids instead of allowing for the natural developmental phases that children go through. And I've said this over and over again, where our first love relationships are our best friends, and those are same-sex relationships. I mean, first our parents, right? Mm-hmm. And then our best friends. And as we navigate that, then we move into the opposite sex attraction. So when you intervene early at some of those phases where kids, even in the the imaginative phase, right? Because you hear about like 3-year-olds saying things and then parents going with that and making changes for kids. And it's just abusive.
Well, right? When I was on Focus on the Family last, I've told folks that when I was, we had lunch afterwards, Jim Daly and I had lunch, and he was talking about this secular research that has just proven what the Bible says is true. And that is that anybody with gender confusion, mm-hmm. if they're left alone, by the age of 18, it self-corrects.
Right.
Well, nobody leaves these kids alone anymore, and it's really sad. And so I just hope and pray that if you're in one of these situations where you have a child and they're struggling and they're confused and they don't know what to do, the common knowledge of the world, it does, no matter how much they try, the Bible is right about this. It's correct about this. And, we love people whatever they feel toward anybody in any way. We love you. Whatever you're doing, we care about you. But I'm telling you, there is a right way. The Bible says there is a path that seems so right to people, but it always ends in death and destruction. And so when we get on God's path, it's not easy. But I'm telling you, it is the path that's the right path that leads to connection and to a person feeling close to God and able to be close to other people in authentic relationships. That's what we want. And when you're struggling like that, let us help you. Just call us. We want to help you in whatever you're struggling in. This morning I did an interview on Moody Radio talking about the things that are not talked about enough in church. And too often we don't go to church and share the struggle because of our shame. We're embarrassed of what we're going through. But I'll tell you this, somebody else is going through exactly what you're going through. And when you step up and you're open about it, gives them permission to be open about it too. And if you need help, I'm just hoping and praying that you'll call us and let us help you. And we can do that in several different ways. And the first one is simply by letting you or sending you or pointing you to a video or an audio, a podcast, or something like that. The second thing that we can do for you is that we can find a book for you, a resource that changes the way you start to think about things. And then beyond that, we have counselors everywhere that really do love the Lord, and they love watching people change, and they know it's not easy. They're on your side, and we love sending them someone, and we know that they can get the help that they need. And then the intensive. That's what New Life does so well. We've worked on it for years. When I say us, see, I'm not talking about me. I'm not in those small groups. I'm not doing the kind of hard work that our clinicians do. Mm-hmm. But that's what really makes the difference in our intensives. And you come to a weekend with us, and because of the Christian counselors we fly in from all over the country, things change that will never change just by listening to someone talk, and then you leave and do the best that you can. If you've never been to one of our intensives, you've got something very, very helpful, something very, very different ahead of you if you'll just be willing to come. And to do that, you call 1-800-NEW-LIFE, 1-800-NEWLIFE. Now, a lot of times people call us and they don't have the money to get the help that they need. Well, we've got an amazing thing coming up, our marriage intensive in Columbus, Ohio. At that one, we have a special way you can come at no cost. And then if you have means, but you don't have a lot of, then we've got some scholarship assistance. But some people are going to be in a special group, and they're going to be there at absolutely no charge. So you should call us if you could drive to Columbus, Ohio. That would be just amazing, and that's on the 25th. But you know what? The other folks in other workshops, they don't have resources, and you listening right now could be $100 of a $500 scholarship, or $10 of a $500 scholarship, or something like that. And maybe that's why on this day, God had you tune in to our program, because God needed you to support us. Mm-hmm. He wanted you to support us, and you'll benefit.
And Steve, there's a lot of people that pay it forward, too, that were given scholarships that then treat other people down the road because of the work that they were able to do. So it may not be your right now time, but you can always pay it forward.
That's right. And, you know, I think folks really do believe, Larry, in you and what you do for New Life. I think people really do know that you are just the best steward of all of what's been given to us, the support that we receive. And I hope people will come alongside and give generously. And you do that by calling 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Larry, tell folks what we could do for them by way of saying thank you.
Well, I think the best thing we can do for them is share with them some of the testimonies and the things, and help them understand that they're a part of every story that they hear on radio or hear from us when we talk to them on the phones or anything. Because lives that change and are different forever, it's a really moving experience.
Yeah.
And some people, you know, it might be a week later we hear it, and we're kind of hanging on, hoping this will last. And then 5 years later we hear it, and 10 years. And they just
say,
generationally, you made a difference. And not just, the ripples aren't just going out sideways. They're going up and down. And, you know, we like to give gifts back to you when you make a gift for certain, you know, for like the book that we're offering now, the 100 Days of Healing. and Club New Life and all those things. But we just want you to know that what we do makes a difference, and you're a part of everyone when you're a part of the mm-hmm. Giving Family for New Life. And we can't thank you enough.
Whether you can help us or you need some help, same number, 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Thank you, Larry. Thank you, Jill. Thanks to all who listen, watch, and pray.
Thanks for listening. We hope this program has helped you by giving you insights for handling the challenges you face in your life. We want you to know that we're here for you, but you also need to know that New Life Live is a listener-supported ministry. To make your donation or to get any of the resources mentioned on today's program, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433, or write to us at New Life Ministries, P.O. Box 1029, Lake Forest, California, 92609. Please join us again tomorrow for New Life Live. Today's podcast can be downloaded through iTunes or streamed through your mobile device using the New Life app. Visit newlife.com to download the app today.